Yesterday's raid inside Syria was just the latest action by the United States to get bad reviews throughout much of the Middle East. Many people in the region are hoping that a change in the White House will produce a change in policy. The World's Aaron Schachter has that story from Beirut, Lebanon.
There's no question about it. People in the Middle East are following the U.S. presidential campaign. In part, that's because it has real drama, unlike most elections in this region. Lebanon's information minister is Tariq Mitri. He says another reason for the interest here is that people have a stake in the outcome.
I was in the U.S. teaching during the previous elections, and I remember many of us thought that citizens of the world need to elect the American president, for he or she affect our lives as much, if not more, than some of our local politicians.
One local analyst suggests that Americans will never elect a black man to the country's highest office. That's an understandable sentiment given the region's religious and sectarian divisions. Still, most in the Middle East apparently favor Barack Obama. Professor Madawi al-Rashid is with King's College in London. She says support for Obama in the Middle East stems from disenchantment with a U.S. policy that people in the region believe consists of shooting first and apologizing later.
They think of Obama as someone fresh who may limit military action abroad, that he will possibly focus on more national issues and try to find ways of solving the international problems through negotiation rather than military action.
But Lebanese analyst Fareed Shadid says there is a good deal of support for John McCain, at least among this country's Sunni and Christian populations.
To tell you the truth, many people in Lebanon would like McCain to win, especially the pro-government people, because they think the U.S. is a friend of the Lebanese government, and they are backers of Lebanon's independence, sovereignty, and that they helped in kicking Syria out of Lebanon.
Other analysts suggest it doesn't really matter who's elected next week. Hilal Kashan chairs the Political Science Department at the American University Beirut. He says the basic American policy toward the Middle East won't change under Obama or McCain.
I don't really believe that the two men will make fundamentally different moves. They may talk big in different directions, but in the end, they will more or less behave in a similar way. I mean, there is a big distance between things you say while you campaign and things you do afterwards.
In Syria, Samir Altaki of the Orient Center for International Studies also says it doesn't matter much who wins the election, but Altaki says the people of the Middle East want whoever becomes president to restore America's leadership role in the world.
What's important for us is a powerful president rather than a controversial president. Because now what we need is real leadership. Because if this area will continue to be a yard for conflict, we have too many players.
The most fearful of those players could well be Al-Qaeda. It's hard to say who the terrorists are rooting for. The conventional wisdom is that they would prefer a president who, like Mr. Bush, projects a hardline image, which helps them in recruiting. But whatever the effect on their ability to wage war against the West, radical Islamist Omar Bakri says, again, it doesn't really matter who becomes president. Bakri, who's based in Lebanon, says fundamentalists like him will not change their philosophy.
We take God attributes and we play God to tell people what is wrong, what is right, what is illegal, what is legal, and what is the punishment if you do it. That's what God is about, is to legislate wrong and right, good and bad. So sovereignty for man or sovereignty for God? I believe sovereignty and supremacy for Almighty God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You believe sovereignty for man and almighty dollar.
As you might have guessed, Omar Bakri is not a huge fan of either John McCain or Barack Obama. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter in Beirut.